Help yourself, yes.
And that verb helped the past form. Yesterday I
helped.
And I have
helped.
There was somebody who passed you something that you weren't particularly crazy about. What might you say?
I don't care for this.
What would you say, what would you call food that's been cooked and served a second time? You say it's
leftovers.
Would you say it's been
reheated?
Do you ever hear warmed over?
Yes. Like warmed over death?
When you begin to eat something, you put it in your mouth and you
chew.
This is something I meant to ask when we were talking about cornmeal and all that, but have you ever heard of anything made with cornmeal, maybe put in boiling water, maybe a little salt added, eat it that way?
Yes, but I can't think of what it is. Mush.
Ever heard mush called anything else?
Slop.
Really? Why is it slop? Or something like that?
Yeah.
You ever heard it called kush?
Possible. Doesn't ring a bell.
What about things like peas, beets, that sort of thing? The comprehensive term for it, you say you've been raising a lot of
vegetables.
And the place where people might grow their vegetables.
Garden.
Their house. What is, when you were talking about what you ate for breakfast, you mentioned grits. Something slightly akin to grits, I suppose, but a lot bigger. Comes canned sometimes.
Hominy. And sometimes you call it grits. Hominy grits.
Hominy grits.
That interesting story about a Frenchman who ate his first grits. That was when I was at Fort Knox, Kentucky. There was three of us from Texas A&M, Aggies. And three being an odd number, this one guy happened to fall in to make the fourth. And his father was from New York and his mother was a war bride from France. And he grew up with spending half his life in New York City and half of it in Paris. And he graduated from Princeton, where he received his commission through ROTC.
Good old boy.
And so, anyway, he got down to Kentucky. He thought he was in the deep, dark South. And every Sunday morning, they had a brunch at the Officers Club. And first time we went through there, he, you know, had this big ladle or spoon, you know, looked at it. Well, what's that? It's grits. Well, what's it made out of? Hominy. What's hominy? It's sort of like trisa. Yes, well, we expect him to put a little bit on his plate. Well, he filled his plate up. He said, now what did I do? Well, he put butter and salt and pepper on it. Put butter and salt and pepper. Ate the whole plate, went back, got another plate. He loved the stuff. He couldn't eat it like.
That's
that
convert on
you. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember my junior high school principal telling us of a trip that he made to Philadelphia, some kind of convention. He was ordering breakfast at the restaurant of the hotel where he was staying. He was ordering the usual, you know, eggs, bacon, toast, orange juice, and all that. Then he ordered grits. The waitress kind of looked at him and saw her in the face. And she said, what is a grit?
Really, we didn't grow up that much with grits in my house until, I remember the first grits I ate, must have been about 12, something like that. It was in Dallas. We ate breakfast in a Skinner's drugstore. Went back when they had a lot of, you know, counters and drugstores and different things.